Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 317 for Monday, March 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on, pushed upward by advances in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was up roughly $1 to $2.50, with the most active May contract up $1.20 at $462.10 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were higher, which supported canola. Canola was subject to some technical trade today by investors who were caught in long positions. The Canadian dollar was stronger against its U.S. counterpart, which was bearish for prices. As well, expectations of a massive South American soybean harvest undermined the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all higher. Soybeans are up 8 cents with the May contract at $9.82 per bushel. Large investment funds were forced to cover shorts today after building large positions at the start of the month. The downward movement of the U.S. dollar also gave soybean values a lift. However, farmers in Brazil and Argentina are closing in what appears to be a record crop, which limited the gains. Corn was 4 cents per bushel higher, with the May contract checking in at 89 per bushel. The U.S. dollar has finally come off its 12-year high, softening 0.6% against other international currency, which made exports of U.S. corn more attractive. High water levels on the Ohio and Mississippi River deliveries, which also pushed prices higher. Corn or gold and crude oil are improving on the charts, which was bullish for corn. Wheat was higher, up 4 to 5, with the May contract in Chicago checking in at 534 per bushel. Concerns over dryness in the U.S. and Russia were bullish, as weather could damage those crops too. Investment funds have large positions in wheat and were forced to liquidate some of those positions as a result of today's action. Despite weakness, American wheat is still considered pricey on the world stage. That's a look at the ICE futures markets for Monday, March 23rd in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.